My prayer for you as you listen to God in the Dark is this, that you would know firsthand that Jesus loves you, that you would keenly understand his nearness when life careens into crazy land, that you would sense a beckoning to his beautiful word, that collection of sacred writings that help you know the heart of the one who created you, that you would ascertain that you are not alone. There are others who struggle too. That you would offer yourself the same grace he lavishes on you, no longer enslaved to hurting yourself with harsh words and relentless self-judgment. That you would grant yourself permission to doubt and wrestle and fear. That you would be gloriously set free, even when the dark threatens to imprison your soul. Oh, dear one, you are seen in the darkness. The light is continually rising. The sun attests to its relentlessness every morning. The words in the chapters ahead bring solace, comfort, and hope. And may you find yourself discovering fragments and shards of joy in the loss, pieces of color and light that in his hands become stained glass artwork. Oh, may he shine through your story in new ways. It's difficult to comprehend how truly tragic the circumstances are. And yet I am hopeful. There is light peering through this darkness, the darkness that impotently attempts to snuff it out. It shall not succeed. Hello, my friend. I see you. I see the pain you're in. I know that darkness. We all find ourselves in that place at times. And for some of us, those times come more often than we'd like. Doubt, darkness, and pain are an unholy trinity I know only too well. These three adversaries have dominated the landscape of my soul for too long. They have been my companions, though not the sort I long for. They are draining and devour any sense of hope I might have. At least, that's how it seems. In the midst of the darkness, it can be easy to miss the truth. Those words spoken at the beginning of this introduction, I penned them in the aftermath of a shocking and excruciatingly sad event. They were not easy words to write. They were not easy to believe. But the belief behind them, no matter how fragile, launched me on a journey of understanding what truly lies beneath doubt, darkness, and pain. Doubt has many layers, and for me, the foundational layer has always been about my worth to God. I doubted God's love for me, which meant I tried harder to please him. I was a morally good person, a solid student, a model citizen, and a missionary to China and Central America, giving precious years of my life in service to his cause. Surely he would find me worthy and love me. But as I dug deeper into my doubt, I found that at its foundation was not only my view of God, but also my view of myself. I seemed to think that God was an angry deity with exceptionally high expectations, and that I was fundamentally flawed. How could I ever please him? Of course, I doubted God's love. I found it difficult to believe that I was lovable. And yet after I searched and studied, read and prayed, I learned a miraculous truth. I am already counted worthy. God doesn't look at me with disgust or disappointment. He doesn't see me as fundamentally flawed. Nothing I can do will alter God's view of me. Nothing. Because he made me, I will always be loved, precious, and fully worthy in his eyes. Once I understood this and chose to believe it, my view of myself and of God changed. Doubt was dispelled as I grasped the truth. His kindness is never ending, and his love is never failing.